The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, all the way from Israel, how are you doing?
Good morning, Benj. I wish I could start this week off with better news and on a in a better mood, but very, very sad times for us in Israel here at the moment. As yesterday, we buried three members of the Salomon family just down the road from me here in Modi Inn, who were slaughtered on Friday night as they sat down to celebrate their Shabbat meal.
Yeah, very, very difficult. I think Jewish communities around the world, as news was spreading of that particular incident, absolutely horrific, and pictures on Facebook's just really, really, really awful. How are people reacting there in Israel to the news?
Well, first of all, let me address the pictures that have been put on Facebook. You know, it's very rare that the army releases pictures from the scene of a terror attack. But I think in light of the fact that we lost two of our finest sons a week before on the Temple Mount, two Druze Israeli police officers who were also murdered by terrorists, I think that in light of the fact that the Israeli side very seldom makes the global media and people don't understand the veracity of the terror attacks that we do face here, and there's been a lot of talk about whether or not we've seen that what we are calling the stabbing intifada resurface again, I think the army thought it is time for the world to see just how horrendous these murder sites are. But the reaction from Israel is one of profound, profound sorrow. A horrible sense of deja vu, as many of us remember the murder of the Fogel family just a couple of years ago, and the grandparents of the Fogel children who actually live in the same settlement in Halamish, and also a lot of anger that this terror attack has been ignored as usual by the world media, or that the terms home invasion or intruder have been used. And also just a lot of frustration because of the rationale that is given behind this attack, which is the situation on the Temple Mount where metal detectors have been installed, security cameras have been installed, as they exist in most holy sites throughout the world. But somehow there seems to be a double standard when it comes to Jerusalem and to Israel.
Rolene, sorry to interrupt. I was just I was watching a video and there was a whole thing about this terror attack on Temple Mount, and there was a lady who lives in Al-Aqsa, apparently, and she said that apparently it was this terrorist attack was not real, that somebody came along and shot the Israeli officers and then planted the weapons on these people. And I mean, obviously we know that that's not true, but how do people get away with such blatant lies?
This is the million-dollar question that I want to know. I'm dumbfounded by this. Another horrendous comment on a Facebook page yesterday that was brought to my attention was somebody saying that there was no blood spatter on the furniture in the lounge of the Salomon family, therefore it's a planted scene. I mean, I'm dumbstruck. I wish I had an answer for that. But I think, again, as we're seeing people capitalize on what has become a catchphrase, you know, the term fake news. And I think they're capitalizing on this. I think that it's because we don't have accountability and responsibility from the other side for the level of incitement. And I think it's just blatant hatred.
And what is the situation on the Temple Mount at the moment, Rolene?
Things are very, very tense on the Temple Mount. There are still clashes between worshippers and troops on the Temple Mount. Thank goodness we haven't seen too much violence. It is violent, but we haven't seen it escalate to drastic proportions. On Friday, there was a very, very heavy military and police presence in and around the Temple Mount. And I just want to reiterate a few things, because the media and many people seem to think that Israel is preventing worshippers from coming up to the Temple Mount. And that is not true. There are still hundreds of worshippers going through to the Temple Mount, but the Waqf, the Muslim Waqf, which actually administers Temple Mount, the site of the Temple Mount, have called for a boycott of worshipping on the Mount itself. It is not Israeli police and Israeli troops that are preventing that. There is a picture. It's up on my Facebook page. You'll see it on many sites around the world where there are security installations at all major religious sites, including the Vatican, where worshippers do have to go through metal detectors. I myself, anybody who wants to worship at the Western Wall has to go through a metal detector. It's for our own safety. So this is not a situation where security services or police are preventing worshippers from going onto the Temple Mount. That is a call from the Waqf and from the Palestinian Authority's ruling Fatah party, who've actually said to people, do not go onto the Temple Mount. It is not a directive coming from Israel.
Yeah, absolutely not. And disturbingly, there does seem to have been some spillover into neighboring countries. We've seen this morning this attack on in Israeli embassy on Oman, communities under threat in Turkey, things going on in London. Bring us up to date on how this is affecting communities around the world.
Well, yesterday a story broke in Amman and then disappeared but has now reappeared in the media again of a Israeli security official who was shot at the while standing guard at the embassy in Amman in Jordan. He is okay. His attacker has been killed, and the Israeli embassy in Amman is on high alert, and the area around it has actually been shut down. Turkey as well, we've seen, and Erdogan is also to blame because he is fanning the flames of incitement with some of the rhetoric that he is saying. What we have seen is Turks threatening members of the Jewish community, threatening to storm the synagogues in Istanbul and in and around the country, and London as well, where Israeli flags have been burnt. And, you know, I would just appeal to people to really be vigilant, but also, and this is my own appeal to the community out there, is please know the facts on the ground, because there will be a lot of accusations that we will be seeing in the media and coming from various people about the situation on the Temple Mount. If you need to know the facts, please contact me. But it's very, very important that you are vigilant and also that you are armed with the truth, because in times like this, it is so important that when we do speak for Israel, we speak backed with absolute fact.
Yeah, absolutely. Raleen, as you say, it's a bit of a disconcerting sense of deja vu, like with the Fogel family, other terrorist attacks in that area, also the kidnapping of the kids. I see that a rocket has been launched from Gaza into the Eshkol region, and I'd like an update from you on that. But does it feel like the situation it could potentially still get further worse and further out of control?
I think we are prepared for the situation to become or to worsen. I think we probably will see an escalation of attempts both from the north and from the south. The issue of the Temple Mount is highly contentious for Muslims, for the region. We're trying to do everything in our best power to ensure that things do not escalate, that we do not see another resurgence of what we call the stabbing intifada again, which has claimed the lives of many Israelis. We are watching our borders, of course, with a lot of intensity. It's no surprise to us that rockets were launched. This is typical of the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. Wherever there is something that is either tense or they don't like, they launch rockets. Thank goodness that the rocket that was launched last night from the Gaza Strip, which did land in the southern Eshkol region, did not do any injuries or any damages. A little bit of concern that the Tzev Adom, the red alert, did not sound, but the IDF have explained that it's because the rocket was heading towards an unpopulated area. We are also watching Hezbollah in the north. We are under no illusions that they have nothing planned. We know that they have threatened Israel on several occasions, and we are really hoping that this will not be used as an excuse to To escalate any kind of conflagration.
So let's just give quickly on the Temple Mount issue people a bit of a background, Rolene, right? So how does the Temple Mount work? If people have ever been there, they've definitely been to the Wailing Wall, to the Kotel, and you will see there's that section kind of above a wall. So explain to everyone what it is and who's in control and why it is such a controversial topic, because I think it is confusing for people.
Well, the Temple Mount essentially is the holiest place in Jewish history. It's the remains of where our temples once stood. And the temples, as we know throughout our history, were sacked twice and destroyed. And now what is built on top of our holy site is the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is considered the third holiest site in Islam, as well as the Dome of the Rock. And the Dome of the Rock is the iconic golden dome. But the real site that is up for contention is the Dome of the Rock, which is is the Al-Aqsa Mosque, which is a smaller gray domed mosque. And the different times when Jews may go up onto the Temple Mount, it is usually advised that we don't go up onto the Temple Mount, or that we go under very strict security. If you are not Muslim, you are not allowed to carry a Bible. You are not allowed to pray on the Temple Mount unless it is Islamic prayers. It's a very, very contentious area. For Jews, it is our holiest site. For Muslims, as I've just said, it's their third holiest site. The holiest sites for Muslims are in Mecca and Medina in Saudi Arabia. That is where they go to Hajj. And if you are doing Hajj as a Muslim, you go through metal detectors and stringent security. In fact, there was an article in The Guardian just recently that the worshippers doing Hajj will be checked for weapons. But this horrendous double standard has been applied to Jerusalem and to Israel. So the situation, if we go back just over a week ago, was that terrorists were able to smuggle their weapons onto the Temple Mount and shot and killed two Israeli policemen who were on the mount. They were Druze. They were not Jewish. They were Druzim, and severely injured two others. The terrorists were neutralized. They came from Al-Fahm. They were from the same Khamula, or the same family or clan. And as a result of that, Israel has put in very, very stringent security measures to protect the sanctity of the religious site and to protect the safety of the worshippers. You know, Israel does protect the sanctity of all major religious sites across the country. You are free to worship, but the situation or the region being what it is, we need to employ stricter security, and so we do. There's a lot of call from the Palestinians. In fact, Mahmoud Abbas has suspended all talks with Israel until we remove the metal detectors, but Israel is standing firm, and we are seeking the advice of the Jordanian king, as well as the Saudis, who are trying to negotiate how best we move forward with the situation that we're in now. And I think we can expect special envoy from the US, Jason Greenblatt, in the country perhaps later today or tomorrow, to try and help sort out the situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very tense times there in Israel and in and around the Temple Mount area. Rolene Marks, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on what's going on, and we will be keeping a beady eye and listen in a little bit later when we do the Clarion report. We'll be finding out a little bit more about particularly the terrorist attack against the Salomon family. Rolene, thank you so much, and we'll be chatting to you already in the afternoon, doing a double shift today in place of Anthony.
Double duty, and I really hope that this afternoon on my normal slot, the Israel report, I hope that there is a lot more positive news to report.
One can only hope. Thank you so much, Rolene Marks. And now it's time for the news.